in the combat court says that the headline might more appropriately ask, how did we do in Libya? And the answer, of course, is that we went to successfully save an estimated 800,000 people threatened with slaughter, which would turn the control of the mission over to NATO, and we did, with weeks rather than months as promised, and provided peripheral support that results in the downfall of a terrorist psychopath who's been directly responsible for killing hundreds of Americans, including bringing down Pan Am flight over Lockerbie, Scotland. And this is a business as usual for the administration, we say, where we have the lead way in removing a murderous murderer without loss of a single American casualty. That's the way to go.
I think our response might have been a little slow, though, to get in there. There weren't any casualties by NATO and the U.S., but a lot of people over there died in this action, and we could have perhaps responded more quickly. Not saying boots on the ground, but it was, Obama was dragging his feet before we got involved.
Well, I kind of like that. He gave them time to work it out themselves, and we didn't have to go in there. I mean, we did what we did, and we had some help, and...
You know why?
And now he's taken credit for everything that happened. Now that he's gone, Gaddafi's gone, they're saying, yeah, Obama did that. But they did it together, and he did stand back. And I think it was good that they let some of the other nations take lead. See, I mean, look, they've downgraded our Federal Reserve. I mean, our credit's no good.
I'm in opposition to both of you. I don't think it was any part of this was a good thing for the United States. Not getting involved, I think it was improper for us to get involved. And this is why Ron Paul made it onto my website as one of the recommended candidates. Before, I used to think his foreign policy ideas were wacko. But when I look at Libya, I just think we had no business over there bombing people. We had no interest involved. Gaddafi or whoever replaces them are pretty much the same kind of people.
We don't use their oil. We don't use their oil.
But what in the world are we doing?
Here's the thing. It's the politics of life. It's politics of the world. We are allies to these other countries that ask us to step in and stand with them to do this. It's politics, right, Steve?
Well, we're part of NATO.
Yeah.
I'm not so much saying it was a righteous thing, but since we got in there anyway, I am thinking we should have gotten there sooner and helped save some civilian lives.
Yeah, well, it might have stirred up a lot more than we were ready to have happen, though.
I think he just drug his feet, but we can disagree on that, I guess.
Yeah, it's okay to disagree.
It's okay to disagree.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It is what it is, right?
I mean, if you guys are wrong and I'm right, that's fine. We'll see in six months.
Let's get some green money
going
here.
Find out who's running Libya.
Well, we're going to wrap up this part of our conversation because we got a lot more to talk about. You know, over in the first Arab leader in Tunisia. Now, I'm not going to be able to say his name, so I'm going to do my best. Zin El Abidin Ben Ali.
And he's the first Arab leader?
Mm-hmm. Slipped away to Saudi Arabia on a plane in January. There were rumors that he took suitcases full of cash and gold. And after running Tunisia for nearly a quarter of a century, he now expects to lead a quiet life in Saudi Arabia for years and years to come. And I've got some information on some of the dictators that have been taken out of power or left. All right, you're with Broadview. Thank you. We'll be right back.
The Buzz.
As summer is ending and autumn is coming, it's time to take care of yourself. And RenewMD is a great place to start. RenewMD is staffed by experts in custom skin refinement with the latest technology and equipment to improve your appearance. Come and experience why over 99% of RenewMD's customers rate our services and products as excellent. Board certified in plastic surgery and a leading authority on cosmetic surgery and skin, RenewMD Medical Director Dr. James Murphy welcomes you to our area's most complete medical spa facility. Whether you have wrinkles, blotchy, uneven skin tones, or sunspots, RenewMD offers complimentary consultations that can provide you with information on the products and services that can have you looking younger with more vibrant skin in as little as a few weeks. The RenewMD staff of experts have primary and advanced certifications in Botox, Restylane, and other injectables. Call RenewMD today for your complimentary consultation. RenewMD, setting the gold standard for medical spas at affordable prices. Call 852-4500.
You can save money on the things you buy, from an oil change to a pizza pie, at 10RenoCoupons.com. And you can even win $10,000. Just go to the web and sign on up at 10RenoCoupons.com.
Nope.
purchase necessary. Must be at least 18 to enter. Void where prohibited by law. See site for rules. 10RenoCoupons.com.
Join the revolution with Papa Murphy's, and you can win pizza for a year and a new barbecue gas grill for the summer, courtesy of RC Willie. Want to win? Then send an email with your name, address, and phone to pizzaforayear@gmail.com. Visit RC Willie every Saturday this summer to sample Papa Murphy's fresh take-and-bake pizza. There's nothing better than free Papa Murphy's pizza, a chance to win free pizza for a year and a new grill from RC Willie. So join the revolution with Papa Murphy's today and send an email now to pizzaforayear@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Back to Broadview. Welcome back to Broadview. Welcome back to Broadview. Sorry.
What's that about?
Well,
he wasn't lying.
He didn't have my mic on. Oh, it's okay. Right. So I was testing Sean. So we're back with Broadview. JP Travis is here with me, and also Steve Ossie from Nevada Matters. Thanks, guys, for being here. We were talking about the fallen leader of Saudi Arabia. Well, the fallen leader, an Arab fallen leader, who's swept away to Saudi Arabia to live the rest of his life after being dethroned. And there were plenty of dictators, and how they went out is kind of interesting. I can't pronounce all their names again. I do apologize. Laurent Gbagbo of Ivory Coast. He was the dictator there. He fought opposition for months, and then he was arrested, indicted in the Ivory Coast on August 18th, and he's still living in prison. Mubarak of Egypt, he relinquished power but stayed in the country. On trial now, last seen in August in a Cairo courtroom.
In a cage. What's up with that?
He's not a well man, though, is he?
So why is he in a cage?
Why is he in a cage, Steve? They don't trust him? I mean, is that just what they do?
Maybe he lives in a zoo. I don't know.
Do they think this old sick man is going to jump up and outrun all the police and get away?
What I think they think is that he has a lot of people that are still for him, and someone might try to spring him. It wouldn't be easy because he's really not well. Okay, and then we were talking about Zine El Abidine Ben Ali of Tunisia. He's exiled. He's living comfortably in Saudi Arabia now with lots of money. Saddam Hussein wasn't so lucky of Iraq. He went into hiding. He was found in a hole, executed 3 years later. Crazy. Jean-Claude, they called Baby Doc.
Ooh, he was a nasty one.
The Duvalier of Haiti. He was exiled.
Baby Doc Duvalier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Duvalier. He lived comfortably in France for more than 20 years. He was arrested upon return to Haiti in January, released, and currently awaiting trial in Haiti still.
Why did he come back?
Crazy.
Got sick of French food?
Ran out of money?
Creamy or something?
Ran out of money? I don't know. Dictator of Uganda, he was exiled. Idi Amin, we remember him, occupied two floors of the Saudi hotel for more than 20 years prior to his death in 2003. Lived in a hotel.
How many floors? How many rooms?
It just says the top two floors.
Two floors.
Talk about an entourage. Jeez.
It's a little like Howard Hughes, who would often travel and rent the top floors, and he was such a paranoid person.
Yeah, so luxurious. Needed the best of the best of the best and needed a lot of room.
And, of course, the SEALs that took out the Al-Qaeda leader recently, that's a little bit different. He didn't run a country, but...
Yeah, and he didn't live in luxury either. Yeah.
Well,
Bin Laden?
Yeah.
And that compound wasn't very impressive, was it?
No, it wasn't.
It maybe suited him. I mean, he could have done more, right?
I don't think he cared about those things, to be honest with you. He was too much of a war mongrel, you know, living on dirt. That wasn't his reason.
We thought he was in a cave, you know, and it turns out all that time he was, or at least a good part of that time, he was there in Pakistan, and he had to be known to be there.
Yeah, and they made a big old deal out of that, too. Well, they got him. And I just heard on the news, I didn't have time to really look it over, but they said the second in charge of the Taliban was murdered.
Hmm.
I just heard that on the radio.
So I guess
on my
lesson of all this is being a dictator is...
Get your money and run and
fun,
go somewhere comfy. Go to the beach.
Usually has a wild ending.
Step down and move on.
But the big picture is it's interesting that all of this is going on now in this whole Arab Spring, that a lot of people are just tired of dictators and they're rebelling. What's going to happen in Syria? Is the military too strong there for the people to actually uprise against that? What about Iran? It'd be interesting to see if this exports itself to the adjoining countries.
I think it will eventually because no one's going to give up now. I mean, that's old stuff.
And they're emboldened by the successes that
they've
seen.
They hate the United States, but they all want to live like us.
Let's all remember where this Arab Spring started. Do we all remember that? It was Iran where this all started. And remember, President Obama, that was the first international uprising he had to confront, and he did not give any support to the people of Iran who were rebelling, and they squashed it. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why he kept his mouth shut on Iran, and all of a sudden he's like in Egypt. He says, you know, Mubarak, it's time to go.
Has to go, yeah.
Politics.
Strange, isn't it?
Politics. Speaking of, let's get to JP's moment of common sense.
Which you're having me do live now.
Yes, I like to hear it live.
Today's
it puts a little more emotion
into
it.
Called Dear Maxine.
Sorry.
This past Saturday, Representative Maxine Waters, congresswoman from the Los Angeles area of California, was addressing some of her constituents and said this, quote, "I'm not afraid of anybody. This is a tough game. You can't be intimidated. You can't be frightened. And as far as I'm concerned, the Tea Party can go straight to hell." Unquote. Mm. I sent Mrs. Waters an email the next day saying, "Dear Maxine, regarding your words about the Tea Party, you say you're not intimidated, so why don't you come on Broadview next week and discuss exactly what the Tea Party has done to earn a curse of eternal damnation? Let's refrain from using insults and avoid speaking from ignorance and simply talk ideas and facts, okay? I know you're busy with your trial for ethics violations, but if you've got some time, let's talk. Love, JP." I haven't heard back from her.
No.
2 days later, it was Representative Frederica Wilson's turn. She's another black congresswoman from